Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Jacob, aka Dino El Mágico.
My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today is Monday, November 15th. It's cold. It was a cold day here in Florida. I woke up to 61 degrees and I almost froze my ass off.
We just lost Wildcat.
I ran from the front door to my car and jumped in it and turned
the heater on.
Yeah.
61 degrees is what we call t-shirt and shorts weather up north here.
And I know it was too cold.
It was 33 yeah. here today.
Oh no, I'm good. I would stay home. I'm sick.
So gross. That's so gross.
Yeah, no, actually, it was nice. It was nice today.
Yeah, it was a nice day. So I will take 61 degrees, but no colder. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's the minimum.
They put that nasty S word in the forecast that I really don't want to see coming this early in the year. Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
I heard about a few places already that's snowing. They woke up today with snow. I'm like, oh, I woke up with just, you know, everything nice outside. I'm good.
I saw people catching their snowy cast forms and tagging me in it.
Oh, there's that too. That's literally the only thing.
Yep. No, catch. That's fine. Catch them. Catch a lot of them and then come to Florida in, what is it, May?
For March, May, whatever. Yeah.
March.
March.
And then trade them to me so that I can have them. Because that's the only way I'll ever get one. So got a kind of a light show this week. Because they didn't really do any type of news dump on us. But before we get started, so we got actually three new 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. So I wanted to read those. So the first one, it says, love this podcast. Most definitely one of my favorite podcasts. So much helpful insight to PvP and AMP.
I think that is some weird formatting thing that happens with Apple Podcasts from a coding codec perspective.
Okay. So that. lots of knowledge about Pokemon. These guys are amazing. And the Discord community is awesome and very helpful. I listen to the podcast during work, so I love the long. I love the long shows. I look forward to the show this week and every week. Keep up the good work. And that's from, I'm going to say your name wrong, Mac Drygu?
I wouldn't know. I mean, Drygu? Let's just, we apologize ahead of time.
I apologize ahead of time. So there's that one. Our next one, best PvP podcast. This podcast has been my Wednesday savior. Working from home can be so dull, and you three brighten up my morning. Plus, it's usually over 2 hours long. What more could you ask for? Keep it up, and thank you. That comes from Luza23. And then the last one we got here, love learning PvP. I love hearing about the new cups and figuring out what I would use if I have it to beat all the meta. And that was from Dom the Bomb 2416. So really, 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 really appreciate it. Means a lot. It means a lot.
I when I read these originally, I got a little emotional because it really does mean a lot.
Yeah. Not to get too sappy. but no, I mean, just from where we started and where we are now, it's awesome. It's an awesome, awesome place, and I'm having a blast. So I know we all are. So thank you for all the support. Appreciate it a lot. So to move on and not be so sappy, how was everyone's week? Wildcat, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. It was very light Pokemon related. But then again, I got to prove that all my gesturing on the show about my Pokemon knowledge was not just for show. Oh, that the stream, if you guys didn't catch the stream with Fish, it was no idea what hilarious. He's talking about.
Wait, there was a stream?
There was a stream? I don't
know. You guys pretty much didn't show up. Let's just be honest about it.
What day was that? I wasn't on that.
Hey, guys. We already knew this as soon as, even before, when Fish asked us that, I wasn't going to show up. So I already knew that.
I was surprised I did so well.
Yeah. I had to give you false confidence. And then the last three rounds came and it just went from, oh, Astro's up by one to Astro's down by 27.
Yeah, took a giant dump.
They even tried to help, me more specifically, and a little bit of Astro, because they take away points from Wildcat.
That's give them to help. You every time you got a wrong answer.
Every time you got
did you get any points from that?
I think he did. I got one.
You got one?
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, one's better than nothing. So
if we stayed with the little picture thing, I would have crushed you.
Oh, absolutely. You. I don't do dictionary. I don't draw. I don't know.
There was one that Wobbuffet I got off of like the second one.
Yeah, I'm like, there was one that you just caught it immediately. I'm like, bro, I'm like here squinting and you already got it. And you're the one with glasses. Like, what the heck?
Well, Wildcat got he beat me to the buzzer on the Giraffig or whatever.
Giraffarig.
Yeah, Giraffarig. Yeah.
And I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, it's one. I know. Because I had talked about using that one in, like, I forget. I messaged you guys about it, using it for something, and you guys just laughed at me. And then, but obviously it was there.
This seems a lot of things. Astro messaged us about using really dumb Pokemon. And we're like, what are you doing? Why are you trying this today, dude?
Oh, wait till you guys see I came up with like two new teams for the gym leader tournament. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm pretty set on my normal team, but I came up with a dark and an electric team.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I really want to try out the electric one because it's pretty squirrely.
Interesting.
Get it? Squirrely?
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, God.
Does it fly too?
No.
I actually, bet it lives in the snow.
It does. It does. And it's very small and blue.
Seriously?
I haven't been able to use it. It's always banned. It's a lucky trade. It was a lucky trade.
Oh, I think one of my friends mentioned that. I think you mentioned that, yeah.
I haven't been able to use it. It's always banned from everything.
I guess this is your time for it to shine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And you can't use it's not great in open Great League. So
not
even
all.
A little.
No.
But going back to Fish's stream, I will say, all joking aside, he's gonna run that game show once a month. If you didn't catch ours, go back and watch it first off. And secondly, catch next month, because it is a hilarious setup and it's full of a lot of good times, especially he's bringing in other guests from other podcasts and things. So it'll be a fun time. Make sure you try to check out that out.
Yeah. And we'll probably be on it again. Yeah. So, and
just to get our asses kicked again, which is that should be fun.
Next time.
Oh, Astro is trying to go for it. I already know.
I'm just going to message him and be like, hey, Pictionary the entire time.
That's one way to win.
There you go. That's it. Dino, how was your week?
It was good. Nothing too crazy. Just got a little tired of, the current leagues that are going on. Yeah. So I actually been for taking real. It. Yeah, I've been taking it easy. Actually taking some days off and, you know, just leaving it for the last few weeks of the season. And then, I mean, as always, for some reason, I always get the shiny legendaries that are current. So I got two You're of on the
a roll.
I know, right? I literally have gotten a shiny from every new bot or legendary got switched in, which is great. I don't know how, but. That's awesome. Hmm. Besides that, nothing crazy.
Cool. Yeah, it was pretty slow week. I mean, nothing special.
Literally, like slow for everything, the news and everything.
Yeah. So, I guess I don't have anything to say in GBL because I think I played two sets since we did switched over. And yeah. I dropped almost 300 points in those two. So I was like, nope, fuck this. I didn't work this hard to get up here to just let it go because of Kanto Cup and Master League.
you see why I used to avoid playing Ultra now. Now you see where my concern comes in.
Well, it makes me more aware of what I need to start working on. Like I need to start building Master League Pokemon because they're going to keep doing this. Like, I feel like they're going to keep doing this double dust or whatever it is that they're doing. And I'm missing out on all that Stardust because I don't want to drop my Elo. So instead of sitting out, I'll just build the three Pokemon that I can run for the entire, thing.
So interesting. That's one way to see it.
Now with the Kanto Cup, no, fuck that. I'm done. I tried like six different teams. Like I couldn't get anything going except for that one set. Actually, I did three sets. One set, I did a 4-1, and then the other two, 1-5 or 1-4, and then an 0-5.
Yeah, so. No, Kanto has been tough. Yeah. At least for me.
Ugh. So we've got what we're gonna go over today. We're gonna go over our gym leader tournament that you guys can join. We got community days, some stuff coming up. We've got a request from Artemis in the Discord to go over some Team Rocket stuff when those things change. So we're going to start doing some of that. So we're going to go over Giovanni since that's what's going on. And then it looks like you Apple people are going to get dumped on again. So we'll talk about that. And then we got questions and answers. So I guess this is the self section.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did we have a self tournament? I thought it got canceled.
I think it got canceled.
Yeah, I think so.
Too.
Yeah.
Maybe if I play the music, it'll appear. Let's see.
Worth a try.
So, Arena News.
Oh shit! Something did pop up there.
Look at that. I was really hoping that wouldn't happen.
I don't think I've played that intro music in like 3 weeks. So it was nice to hear it, and it looked magic. So we wrapped up our Brawler Cup. When did it wrap up? Today?
Today, yesterday? This morning.
Today, yeah. Yep. Everybody finished up today. And we had a sweep, right?
Our first one this season for the Sylph Cup, yeah.
First sweep. Congratulations to Miami Doc for sweeping the Brawler Cup. I know he had a pretty tough matchup in that last one. I forget who he played, but
he doesn't want to be named.
It hurt my soul. It's so bad.
It really did hurt because he messaged us and he was so sad. So
he straight up outplayed me. I'll put it up front. He outplayed me. One match was a CMP tie, but guess what? I shouldn't even been that close. He outplayed me and didn't make it that close.
Now, who was it that helped you build your team?
Miami Doc. And who helped Miami Doc build his team?
Me. And then who helped me build my team?
Me. Yeah.
And then you beat me. So maybe there's a little thing. Maybe we should not help each other so much.
That or just no one help Miami Doc anymore. Let's just go there. Then he maybe not sweep all the tournaments.
He's the one helping all of us. So you can help me. He can help me all he wants. So, you know, congratulations to him. So let's go over his team, the winning team here. Huh. Look at that. Look who his first Pokemon in slot one is.
Yes. But guess what you didn't use?
It's there.
And that is what made the difference. It being there made a difference.
That's all it needed to do. It just needed to be there. And who was that?
Slurpuff.
Yes.
He just loves to hear that.
Love that thing. Even though I didn't use it, I still love it. But it just didn't fit. I used it. So
the funny thing is, I used it in one of my matches where it actually was against I believe the new person we got, Mama Dukes. I think it's
Mama Climbs.
Climbs. Yeah, I got I used it against her, and it's squishy. It really is, and I hate it. But it made a difference because she was using Gardevoir. So between those two, you know, which one's more squishy. So, I think I used it maybe twice in two different rounds.
Yeah, it's definitely squishy in Great League level. But when you XL it and it's in Master League, it's going to give Clefable a run for its money.
Yeah, and I think the important part here is if you look at the rest of his team comp, it did its job of scaring me into not using my Machamp where I probably should have.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most important part of Slurpuff, was to be that Machamp deterrent in this meta.
Yeah. So he had Slurpuff in slot one, slot two, Wishcash, which I used, I think, in every match. Like, it has such a good matchup against almost this entire meta. Even the things that it's going to lose to, it still puts up a fight.
Yeah, I was talking
just because of the Blizzard.
I was talking to one of our newest Patreons today, and there's just not a lot of grass in this meta for it to worry about. So most everything is going to be taking neutral to it, or it's going to be taking neutral from. So it's a really powerful Pokemon. It's really, just like Machamp is such a huge slot 5 Pokemon, Wishcash is a must-have slot 2, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's there. I will say it is tanky, but I will say that a Shadow Ball from a Cofagrigus does some work on it. I was surprised how hard it hit Wishcash. I was like, I won't shield this one. I'm like, oh, should have shielded it. So then in slot three, the sleeper pick, I guess, that's becoming more popular. Pidgeot, and then slot four we had Cofagrigus, slot five Machamp Shadow, and then slot six Melmetal. So very, very well balanced team. Everything, something is covering whatever weakness the other one has. So I wouldn't have anything to beat that. on my team, I would have been tough.
Yeah, the big thing I was trying everything I could was to get my Wormadam lined up against his Machamp. That was the big thing I had to do, and I just kept falling out of alignment, and that just really kind of killed me after that point. So played really well. He made all the right switches at the right times and the right leads specifically, because in Sylph, as you know, one bad lead can throw the entire match a lot of times, if, depending upon what's in the back. So,
and Wildcat, what was your team?
Give me one second.
If you want to say it.
So while he's pulling that up, let me ask this. So you were saying that trying to get the Wormadam lined up with Machamp. So I know that because Wormadam runs Confusion. Now, if he had a normal Machamp over a Shadow Machamp, would you still be trying to do the same thing? Because wouldn't the regular one beat it?
Both actually beat it, but what they end up doing is they bring just close enough to where you can get in an extra fast move on Pidgeot, but gives you that and quick enough to get to the debuff.
Okay.
So you're really, it's a play to not let Machamp take out Pidgeot, and to get to that Feather Dance a little quicker against whatever the next matchup's going to be. So it's really a playing strategy. So what I was running, I ran Wormadam Trash, Confusion. Don't listen to PV Poke on this one and use Bug Bite. It's not good in this meta. Uh-uh. I also had Whiscash. I also had Pidgeot. Then I was running Empoleon. Because of his Melmetal Machamp lineup and Whiscash, I couldn't bring it like I wanted to. It could have probably switched some of those matches, but it just was a little iffy. Shadow Machamp and Crustle. Unfortunately, in this matchup, Crustle was next to useless. So I was playing from behind already, just based on my team comp a little bit. But overall, it was a very good matchup. It was 2-1. It wasn't like he swept me. It was the only two losses I took in the entire tournament. Up until that point, I was 12-0. So even though he won the tournament, I had the most wins in the tournament. Which sucks.
You got something.
Yeah. Doesn't count for anything.
it's almost as only good in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah, the good news is it took my spice index up from 20 to 44 in one tournament. So, hey, that's nice.
Very nice.
There you go.
Very nice. So, congratulations to him. Now, it's the 27th that it starts?
26th.
We are starting our gym leader round robin, and I know just from seeing all the notifications, it looks like a lot of people are excited about this. A lot of practices going on. I know I did a couple. I did one against Wildcat, and then did one, I think, against Lyle, maybe.
Lyle Jeff, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he is, I think... And surprisingly, I was doing my normal team, and he had, I think, a poison team, and it wrecked me.
I said it before, with the poison buffs, poison's going to be a very good type in this gym leader.
Yeah, it was nuts. Yeah, it was Lyle, just making sure that I gave the right person the right credit there.
Yeah, I'll just say that he didn't like my team.
Well, my team actually, it beat Wildcats.
It beat one of mine. I still have four teams I'm deciding between.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so,
a lot.
In all honesty, I don't think I'll be going with Steel. As much fun as it is, it's just having a little bit too much, especially considering a lot of the Steel Pokemon in this meta are pretty squishy at great league level outside of your Bastiodon, which I don't have, and your G-Fisk. Most of the other steel is at least moderately squishy. And if you get any counter user up against it, you're getting ran off the road very quickly.
Yeah.
So
unless you're running, like, what did I message you? I told you run Caesar, Escavalier, and Wormadam, just so that you had three that would at least take neutral damage.
Yeah.
So But
overall, it's going to be a fun tournament. And just the reminder, top person out, $50 iTunes or Google Play gift card. So absolutely, you know, get into the Discord, get in there, start practicing, get your teams over, and let's get ready to have some fun.
Yeah. I got two more that I want to try out, but the normal team has pretty good play, especially since you can do dual typing. So you can really balance out, you know, what your weaknesses and stuff like that. So
if you're doing normal, I believe Wigglytuff is almost a requirement though.
Yeah. 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 And I think I would say Obstagoon too.
You know what? Yeah. The funny thing is, I faced against somebody that was using normal. And this was before I changed my team up, and I was just still like testing out teams, and they beat me. Thanks, friend. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah.
He used, I don't want to say his team, but he used like, I believe, two or three spicy teams, Pokemon on his team. And I had no idea what the moves were. And one of them had Grass Knot. And luckily I shielded, but I didn't know.
Still looking at water as your primary type?
Yeah, that's my primary type right now. But it just blows me away, like how many Pokemon there is that you just don't know the moves to.
I think that normal one has Grass Knot and Thunder.
Not the one I was talking about. It's actually more spicier than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Because I know I put that one on my team. I made a couple changes. I put that on my team, and then I put something that would help me resist some of the fighting. So.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I feel like Wildcat said, for the normal, you definitely have to have something to cover you with fighting. Like.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I started thinking though, like in reality, like I don't really think many people are going to run fighting. Like so far, I haven't seen anyone.
You're going to see not fighting specific, but you're going to see counter out there a lot, I think.
Counter.
Yeah,
users,
yeah, counter. Yeah. Like there's so many. Like,
so, for example, if you're going to go psychic, you're going to have a Medicham on that team. So,
yeah. Yeah, that one worries me.
It's one of the teams I'm looking at is a psychic team.
Yeah. I tried to look at a ghost team and I just all I saw was glass everywhere.
Drifloom's not gassy. Don't do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't have Trevenant, the tree.
It's glassy.
Yeah. I don't have one for Great League. So I don't have enough candy for it. I didn't do a good job of, I focused on my Ultra League one. Because I figured it has more play there. So we got that. That's pretty exciting. And then Saturday, now we haven't talked about it because honestly, I'm bad and didn't find out until actually last week, thanks to DeFi and Fish over on PvP Corner on the GoCast podcast, that Victory Road is doing a Safari 2.0 tournament. So I'm going to put the link to it's a Challenger Mode website, where you go on to register and all that. And it is a cash, prize pool. It looks like, it's set up to where a first place is going to get $400 and a personalized esports jersey, as well as VIP passes for weekend access to Game Arena during Pokemon Go Nationals. Second place is going to get 300. Third place will get 200. Fourth place will get 100. So, you know, top four is going to get you, you know, some money. So that's always fun.
More importantly, and no cost to enter. So it's free money.
Yes. Free money. Exactly. It is a live tournament. So that's probably the one thing that most people would kind of turn away from because it's on a Saturday and it's a live tournament. And I think it starts like at 10 in the morning, or that's when like the registration opens. But I'll put a link for that so you can register if you want to. But I wanted to go over the meta because I'm sure there's more than just me entering this that listens. So the Safari 2.0 meta is obviously 1,500 Great League Pokemon. Your types that are allowed: water, ground, rock, normal, bug, grass, poison, and flying. Now, it does have some restricted picks, meaning you can only choose two Pokemon for your team of six from slot one, one from slot one, and one from slot two. So slot one, you can pick from Steelix, Swampert, Shadow Swampert, Bastiodon, Vigoroth, and Galarian Stunfisk. Slot two, Azumarill, Skarmory, Shadow Skarmory, Altaria, Abomasnow, Shadow Abomasnow, and Dragalge. Yeah. So your first two slots, that, and then everything else, you know, you could pick from whatever. I like that because it really, like, takes those, like, OP, like, Pokemon and just, like, sticks them in, like, you can only have one. You can only have one of this. So, I know I was messing around with a team today, and I think Wildcat was looking at some stuff, but PB Poke has the rankings up for this, and number one overall, who would you think?
It's going to be Bastiodon.
Yeah. Bastiodon. Now, Bastiodon XL. So, unfortunately, I guess for people who had, like, the Hundo that built one, the XL beats it. So, yeah. But regardless, I think any Bastiodon is better than no Bastiodon. So we got that. And then Galarian Stunfisk, Skarmory, Shadow Abomasnow, then your regular Bastiodon, Shadow Skarmory, Abomasnow. So those are, like, your top seven for the limited ones. But number one outside of that is Regirock. Crazy. It was Regirock.
I wish they would bring that back at level 15 so bad, because the one I caught at level 15, I ended up transferring because at the time I wasn't doing PvP and it was taking up room in my box.
Yeah. I have two and they're both over, so they just sit there for Ultra League. I have one for Ultra League that I use. And then number two, I guess, but it's number nine overall, we got Trevenant. Then Shadow Zapdos, Diggersby XL, Ferrothorn, Mandibuzz, Lickitung XL, Dewgong, Obstagoon, your regular Zapdos, Escavalier, and then Chestnut. Interesting. I like some of them are, like, it's their meta picks, but, like, Ferrothorn kind of, like, you don't see very many of them anymore in open, and they've, like, everyone's gone and, like, excelled them up to Ultra. So
I have a rank 13 for Ultra that I just don't have the candy to build, so I've left it set at that 1500 just until I get the candy to go ahead and power it up.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, normally when they're XL, the IVs are okay for Great League, but they're normally, like, the around the same stats that you want, unless it's something that has to be 100% for Ultra League. So Chestnut coming in here, I'm assuming because of the fighting type.
Yeah, I think the fighting, no matter what, though, you pretty much either have to have Chestnut, which I don't think is going to be as good as any other counter user. No. So I think you really have to have a counter user to compete in this meta, because there's going to be guaranteed to be at least one steel type on pretty much every team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your counter users are going to be really important here, especially going up against someone who's going to bring like a Lickitung XL or Chansey or something like that. So that's important. I like Toxicroak out of all of them, even over Obstagoon, because Toxicroak can actually beat Obstagoon depending on how it works.
But does Toxicroak beat Lickitung? I don't think it does.
I'm not sure.
I like Obstagoon because of the Lickitung matchup specifically, as well as the Mandibuzz matchup. Because you're not going to take any super effective damage from Mandibuzz. So you're able to beat both Lickitung and Mandibuzz as well as holding up well against Treviant with the Night Slash. So I actually think Obstagoon overall wins you more battles because of the dark normal typing in this case.
It actually breaks pretty. It looks like it's a 515 battle rating against
Lickitung,
Toxicroak. Yeah. So, you know, that's shields, you know, how your shields and stuff like that. The other one I think is going to be kind of important is a flyer. If you're not getting a flyer with Skarmory or Altaria, you are probably going to need one. And the one I like the most is not Pidgeot. It's Noctowl. Only because you're running Wing Attack, Sky Attack, and then you've got Psychic. So if you come up against a Toxicroak or you come up against something poison like a Golbat or something like that, you have the Psychic to kind of help you out, because counter is what? Neutral. Fighting is neutral on Noctowl and Pidgeot. And I think Noctowl's a little tankier than Pidgeot.
It may be, but can you guess what flyer I like?
Oh, Drifbloom.
Absolutely. Because it actually, it does lose very hard to Bastiodon. It says it loses to Skarmory. I win that battle all the time because for some reason they never shield a Shadow Ball. Just never shield it. It's going to be iffy against Jellicent and Treviant. It's going to depend upon baiting correctly and calling the baits correctly. But all those counter users outside of Obstagoon, it wipes them. They're gone. So it is a flyer that is a hard stop to all the counter users in the meta other than one. So that is the reason I like Drifblim in this, because that's what I would be using it for, is my anti-counter.
Yeah. So it's kind of far down here, which I think maybe they put it this far down just because they figure most people are going to pick Bastiodon.
Yeah, I think that. And there's a lot of ice above it, too. So there's things like Lapras up there. Dewgong is up there. Mandibuzz is up there. Those are just hard counter losses.
Yeah. But here it says 51 overall is Probopass for people who don't have a Bastiodon. And it actually wins very slightly. It could be 50-50 up against Bastiodon. So the only thing I think I like is that it has Spark and Rock Slide. So if it builds up a little faster than what Bastiodon does, but it's definitely not as tanky as Bastiodon.
What if you don't have either?
Then you're shit out of luck, my friend. Then you better hope that you don't need something like that. Then you wait. Oh man, you Cradilly, I guess you can go for a rock.
Don't have that either. Wow. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm thinking G-Fisk is going to have to be on my team, because that's going to be able to beat all of those, as well as still give me a rock slide coverage against flyers.
Yeah, because you're going to need something for flyers. Because there's surprisingly a lot of them in here. You got Zapdos, there's Zapdos. Yes, Zapdos. Mandibuzz. Pidgeot, Zangoose, Noctowl, Pelipper, Mantine, Drifblim, Articuno. Like, there's quite a bit of flyers in here. So having something to counter that.
Which is shocking help. When you think that every team's going to have a Bastiodon or Stunfisk. Every team's going to have.
Right?
A bomb of snow, possibly. Like, there's a lot of anti-flyer in that limited set, so it's kind of shocking that you're seeing so many flyers be ranked so highly.
And I don't think there's not a flying type that could beat Bastiodon, unless you get lucky with the Staraptor that runs close combat.
I believe. Pelipper gets close to beating Bastiodon.
Okay.
Or no, actually, no, it really? Loses badly.
That thing is super glassy.
I don't think there's a flyer that can beat him then.
Yeah. And then there's what? Is it? It's Starap. Is it Staraptor that runs close combat? Or is it the other yeah, maybe if you get lucky, maybe you get lucky and hit a close combat, but that's about it. So this looks like a fun meta. I was messing around with some teams. It looks fun. I like seeing Nidoqueen all the way down like in 54. That's always nice to see something that's annoying and obnoxious like that down towards the bottom.
One I'm shocked this ranks so low is Lantern. It picks up wins against Skarmory, Azu, Jellicent, Bastiodon, Mandibuzz, which are all very top picks. If their shields are down, it actually beats Stunfisk as well because of Hydro Pump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's ranked that low.
I don't know. I put it on my team when I was doing like my team builder.
If you think about it, that's actually high considering that it's like in 78 spot in Open Great League, and I've seen people use it. And considering the meta in Open Great League as well, like there's a lot of things it beats under there too.
Yeah, I actually ran it in Open Great League forever. It was part of my main core team, and it's just such a good meta breaker because of all the Azu and Skarmory that's in the meta. It does so well against it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Another pain in the ass Pokemon down towards the bottom now, Politoed, which I'm surprised is down that far too, because it's going to be Bastiodon. It's going to be G-Fisk. And then it could beat Azumarill. It may be tough, depending on the shields.
If you're running Earthquake, it beats it easily.
Okay.
You have to be running Earthquake, though, which means in an Elite TM.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. So I would lose that one. But I don't know. This is a fun meta. I think trying to get one of most of the typings in here. Luckily, a lot of them are dual typings, so you can get like your flying with dark and then, or you know, things like that where you need to pick things up. But like Wildcat and me both said, Obstagoon or Toxicroak, whichever one fits your team better. But those are going to be, I'm actually surprised they're 18 and 28. I'm surprised they're not higher than that. So I'll put all the information for that in the show notes. And that way, if you want to join, you can join. And if you want to practice, you can practice in the Discord until Saturday. So that's pretty much it for our Sylph area. So I guess let's get over to the in-game news. All right, so let's see what we got here. So this Sunday, we've got Community Day. And I think people are more excited about the bonuses than the actual Pokemon that is featured.
And they keep adding more.
Yeah.
What is so special about this Community Day?
I don't know. I know that... Did they just put it out today, the new stuff?
Yeah, they just put it out today.
Do you want to tell us what those new additions were?
Yeah, so for our raiders out there, they're now going to give you 3 free raid passes up to 2 hours after the event. So go out and get you 3 Cresselias for free. Then for those that want to flip Pokemon and try to get the Luckies and things of that nature, you're going to get 25% dust discount up to 2 hours after.
That's big.
That is huge. Plus, you know, you got your 4x XL candy. You've got your quarter hatch distance, your extra transfer candy. What is going on with this community today?
I don't know. I think Dino hit it on the head. It sucks.
I mean, the thing is,
they know no one's gonna play it. Otherwise,
it's a good move. It's a good move. Don't get me wrong, but it's just the Pokemon that it's on. You know, mm-hmm. like
you say that, but the shiny hunters are gonna be happy about this one because it's a good shiny.
The funny thing is, they're not happy about it because it's not so exclusive anymore.
Yeah, that's just the small percentage of people that already have it. That's always a small percent when you actually look at the larger player base.
I just heard a couple local chats that I'm in. They're like, oh, now, you know, it was so exclusive. I felt like special, you know, having it. I was just like, I really don't care. I wasn't a shiny hunter myself. So to me, having it or not having it didn't make a difference. It's cool for sure. I did use it once, I think, in a random cup, Luxray. But besides that, I don't know. Like the Pokemon is cool. Don't get me wrong, but isn't its defense it's super fragile, right?
Very fragile. The bigger news there, as far as the actual community goes, is the addition of Psychic Fangs and what can get it at a later time.
That's the part I'm waiting for. That's the only good thing about this move getting added is that, like he said, Wildcat said, is that other Pokemon that are going to be able to get it. And I believe that we went through it, I think, before once, either off stream or last recording.
It was the first of the month, but long time ago.
We went, and there was a few good choices, I believe. I mean, for Luxray though, like it doesn't really give it any coverage per se, right? Like it just doesn't do anything for it.
It doesn't make a lot of sense on Luxray, but it does. Yeah. When you think of something like Arcanine. Think of Mawile giving it something that's better. Other things, Stoutland actually could get it. Tyrant. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that could really give it to the legendary dogs, Zacian and Zamazenta.
There you go. I mean, amazing.
That would actually make them a big difference in all those Pokemon. So, do you think, Dino? Do you think we get it added to other Pokemon for the start of the next season?
See. Now that's one thing that I would think if that's the case, maybe it would be a psychic, buff, you know, this next time go around for next season. But if that's the case, I would really hope so because I mean it's a perfect timing. This just came out. Is there any psychic or any other Pokemon that this move particular would it help?
It could go on Mew, but we've already got enough Teoming to do on Mew. Would it help Espeon? I think it could possibly help Espeon a little bit. Give it something.
Yeah. Because no one really uses it, so definitely.
And it got Shadow Ball.
Yeah.
From the thing.
So Psychic Fang Shadow Ball combo, that could be dangerous.
And the Psychic Fang is 45 energy?
Yeah, it's the same as Poison Fang. It's just a mirror.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, a psychic buff does kind of make sense since they just did the poison buff and they normally kind of counter things when they do the buffs too. So
but
that would be interesting.
But overall with the bonuses and even with the Pokemon, I'm pretty excited for this community day. Actually, I may not go out and grind really hard during it, but I'll go out and catch some and try to take advantage of the hatching. I've got, I think, 6 12-kilometer eggs queued up for it. So I'm ready. Let's go. Let's hatch some eggs. Let's get some dust.
Yeah. Yeah. And for the raiders, obviously they know, but for casual raiders, those 3 free passes, remember that they don't let you go over 4. I think it's 4 or 5 remote raid passes. So, you know,
you can actually, sure these are using, not, these are in-person raid passes and you can only hold one at a time. So you have to use one before you get the next one.
Oh, okay. All right. Then never mind. I'm wrong again.
My bad. I didn't put that in the notes.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's my fault for not researching it before I got on here. Being an asshole there. So the other thing they announced was item and Pokemon storage increasing. So effective immediately, New max storage will be 5,000 Pokemon and 4,000 items. In December, the limit was raised to, it will be raised to 5,500 Pokemon and 4,500 items.
So next gen's dropping?
I was going to say, like, does that indicate anything? Maybe a few more Pokemons being added or anything like that? I mean,
do they normally do this around the time they're about to, like, dump a bunch of new Pokemon?
Yeah, I feel like
that they do, or GoFest. Right? GoFest is the other popular time to raise stuff because people are going to catch so much more. So I think comes next season, we may start getting to see Gen 7 drop, which is crazy considering we're only about a third of the way through Gen 6. But I think we'll start seeing Gen 7.
Oof. That'd be crazy. No.
You think they'll start with Gen 7 and not try and finish what is left?
May I present Kecleon?
Yeah. Okay. But there's so many in 6 that haven't been released. Like, that's
but listen, that's a listen whole... here. If we go Gen 7, we get Litten and Incineroar.
I know. But Incineroar is terrible. It's going to be bad.
It is a beast in the main series. It is glassy as glassy can be, but it has one of the highest damage outputs in the game, from a starter, that is. From a starter.
But isn't one of its better moves not in the game, though?
Darkius Laria.
I think we looked at this.
Yeah, Darkius Laria is its best move, but it's still... Incineroar will be... Because of it having that dark typing, it'll have a chance to shine a little more than other fires do.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not like every other fire Pokemon that's a fighter. Yeah. Or a flyer. Those are the only two things you can pair with flying, apparently.
Yeah. And there's nothing... The other two starters aren't... What is it? The little seal thing?
Yeah, there's... Primarina is the final evolution. And... Yeah. Oh, God, what is the owl?
What's the grass?
It's the owl.
Oh, that one's kind of cool.
It's really cool. It's a ghost grass as well. It's not that we, you know, have any of those. Why can I not remember the name of it, though? It's Rowlet is the base form.
Yeah, I don't remember what it...
too.
I just remember it looked like Zelda as a Link as a... what's it called? As a bird.
Decidueye. Like,
the little hood.
Decidueye.
Over.
Ah,
there you
yes.
go.
It looks... And it has an amazing shiny.
Yeah.
All three... two of the three have really good shinies.
If I get that before Hawlucha, I'm going to be really mad. Because I'm dying. Like, if they release Hawlucha and only put it in South America or Mexico, I may be making a trip.
It's such a good... It's still one of my favorite shinies, too. Have you seen Hawlucha shiny?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Oh. It's beautiful. And the movesets are awesome, too.
Yeah, Flying Press. Something other than Pikachu. Yeah. It's the only other Pokemon than Pikachu that learns it.
Mm-hmm. Does it learn Seismic Toss, too?
Yes, it does.
Hmm. It'd be a nice way to get that in the game. Who else would get another? Who would get, what, a third community day with that move?
Machamp.
Yep. And I believe
Charizard learns it as well.
Charizard. Yeah. I'm hoping one day.
One day. That's yes. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I think with the storage increasing, I think there has to either Gen 7's releasing or they're doing something major for this next season where they expect us to want to keep a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah. Especially with the item increase and not just the Pokemon storage, the item increase too. That's significant. I'm not even close to any of those, so I haven't had to upgrade my bags ever.
I'm already maxed just item upgraded. Storage. I'm at 4,000 now.
Oh, wow. I think I'm 2,000 for my Pokemon and then like 1,700 for items.
But you haven't you live on, you work on a Pokestop, though. That's the See, Monday to Friday, I have no Pokestop, so I have to sustain all week on what I can build up on the weekend.
Yeah.
So I stack up Pokeballs like crazy.
Yeah. I gotta start raiding again because I need, especially since I haven't been doing GBL, I'm not getting charged TMs and I'm getting them and spending them as I get them. So I need to stop living TM to TM.
Actually, the TM issue is the reason I don't think I'll end up going with one of my teams as psychic. Because I was looking at psychic with Mew for the gym leader. But oh Lord, God. That would just burn all the TMs.
That's where all my TMs went. Was TM. Mew, and then for something that I was using Hypno, and Dino had me changing Hypno's moves like every 15 seconds.
You're welcome.
And you know when you change it, it always just bounces back like 4 or 5 times between the same two moves you don't want.
I get that happened to me one time and even had me like second guess myself. I'm like, does he actually learn the other move? And I have to go look it up.
I do that every single time. I'm like, wait, does he only know these two? I'm like,
it's just,
and I go to Pokegenie to look and see, make sure I'm not wasting TMs.
Dude, that's so annoying.
That's why you need to be like Fish and have 5 built.
Yeah.
That is true.
Well, I have one more. So I have the shadow one that I'm running a certain moveset, then a regular one that I run a certain moveset, and then I have one more that I need to build. But I haven't gotten any like decent drowsies.
I have a rank 27 and 28 I caught during the last psychic event that I will eventually build on both to go with my shadow rank 10. So I'll have 3 drowsies, different sets of moves, or hypnos, different sets of moves, and I'm done with them. Wiping my hands and walking away.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. Now, what is it? Thursday, the game releases, I believe, right?
Thursday, U.S. time, technically Friday, because you can get it early via Australia Nintendo shop.
Cool. So Friday, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl comes out. I'm super excited because I've never played Diamond or Pearl. I know me and Wildcat are in the same boat, so we're pretty excited about that.
And there's a post game. I think there's a post game.
A post game? A post, like the game after the game?
Yes, after you beat the Elite Four, there's something to do.
Like how they did in Sword and Shield?
I can't say any more than that because I don't want to spoil things.
Okay.
But if you want to see more about it, go check out either Austin John Plays or A Drive. Both have videos about all of it. So,
okay.
But be warned, spoilers are very much afoot on those channels.
Yeah. Dino, you played the originals, right?
Yeah, I played the originals, I think, up to Gen 3. But after that, I didn't play anything else except for maybe like the Let's Go Pikachu a few years ago that came out. But that was just like for the remake, basically, of the first ones anyway. So,
yeah.
Besides that, no, I didn't play too much of the other ones.
Are you going to play Diamond and Pearl?
No. But I may consider it if it looks, you know, good and I hear a lot of good things about it.
So what are you?
He's saving it for Arceus.
I was going to say what we're hearing is Astro and I are going to eventually buggle me into playing it.
Yeah. See, didn't that work with you guys bugging me about Sylph?
Sylph? Yeah, it only took me almost a year to get you to join a Sylph tournament.
Literally.
And I don't even think it was us that did it. I think it was everybody else in the Discord.
It actually was. It was just because people kept asking, you know, for me to join. So I'm like, I guess I'll just do it for, you know, the tournaments that we host, and then everything else I'm not going to worry about.
Not to mention, it gets you practice for Worlds and regionals.
Exactly. That's kind of another, you know, side reason for it. And just because I was starting to get tired of like Miami Doc winning. So
he's coming for you.
He definitely is.
Daniel's coming for you. You too. Going to be battling and out. But the reason we bring that up is there's also the event.
Starts Tuesday, 10 a.m.
So, did anything more come out about it?
No, it's the same that we talked about last week. It's a lot of spawns, starters in hats. The spotlight hour tomorrow night will be the starters in hat, but that doesn't help you because this comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm only going to, like, I'll probably be hunting Piplup just for the candies. Because I have an Empoleon for Ultra League that I need to build, like, ASAP. Yeah.
You want to hear something crazy now that you mentioned Empoleon? Mm-hmm. I actually saw, not recently, but I saw 2 Empoleons in Master Premiere. So really? That's another thing to consider now, just because it gives you something else to, you know, kind of build up. And then Wildcats, he's a green.
It did not go well for me either.
Interesting. And then when do we get our shot at a Wormadam?
Starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. Tuesday at 10 a.m. Through Sunday or Monday. I can't remember the end of the event, but that's only for trash via research. So you're not going to get good PvP IVs, really. But once again, it's one of those Pokemon that's better to have a bad one than not have one at all.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
So if we find out, I'm sure we'll find out somehow what the research you're looking for needs to be. So we'll post that in the Discord so that everybody knows what to look for. And you have to be in the Discord to know what it is, unless you can find it.
Stinky.
I actually have it in front of me.
Oh.
Trade a Pokemon. And it's a grab bag, as we expected. So you could get Sandy or Trash. So you have to burn dust, and then may not even get what you want.
Yes, but you can wait till Community Day, right? You should be able to wait till Community Day and trade it when you get the 25% off.
True, but you only will have one day of hunting at the end, and you can only stack up to 3 researches at one time.
Forgot about that little snag there.
Keep it exclusive.
Anyway,
they got it. They know we want it. Look at how they do Shield On every time it's out.
Oh my god! Except for that one event, the first event, the first season. Was it Season of Legends? The Season of Legends. When they started doing it, it was like all over the place down here. At least
it wasn't up here though.
Oh, okay,
Rampart.
Yeah, that's how I was able to get all my XL.
Yeah, you went crazy that time.
Right. The next thing. So, like I said, Artemis had mentioned in the Discord, and I think a bunch of people agreed with him. They wanted us to start going over a little bit some of the rocket battles, rocket encounters. So we're going to do that, you know, when they change. But right now we've got Giovanni back for a limited time.
As long as you have a radar, he'll be back for as long as you have a radar.
Okay. And then he's got your Shadow Lugia. Did you guys get yours already?
Under 1,500. Woo!
Yep.
Mine was, I think it was like a 785 or something like that. So, I don't know.
No, mine was higher. Mine was like 14 attack and everything else lower. I was so upset. I can't even use it. But then again, it's one of those, again, you can't really, if you want to use it, that's all you got.
And to be frankly honest, the non-shadow is strictly better across the board for Lugia in all three leagues.
I was looking at the two.
Yeah. I just will have it so that I have a Great League one in case it's ever, you know, meta relevant for whatever. Because I know there was like one meta where you wanted it. So Giovanni is out there right now. So he's running Persian as always as his lead. His second one could be one of the following: Kingler, Rhyperior, Nidoking, and then Lugia is his last one. So let's go over some counters. I know, at least for me, when I did it, I ran Lucario, but I kept Lucario as like my second Pokemon so that when I brought him in or when it started, I could switch out to get that 3 second, stall. I guess.
So that's the most important part with beating Giovanni is exploit the dumb AI or the easy AI in Rocket League, the Rocket Boss. And that switch, as soon as you either throw a charge move or a switch happens, the rocket leaders and Giovanni stall for 3 seconds. So that gives you time to get off a couple counters, which can start to chunk down, especially if you're running counter power up punch or even counter cross top. You're already halfway to the move to start that stall again by the time they're attacking you.
Yeah. So what, besides Lucario, let's see, who do you have, like, if someone doesn't have a Lucario?
Yeah. Is there another one? Yeah, I was using Machamp with Cross Chop, obviously, just because I want to get like to it faster. It's for, what is it, Rocket Leaders and Giovanni, you want to have a move kind of to make them use their shield, because you guys know that these are the only ones that actually use their shields versus the grunts that don't.
And so they use them right away.
They use them right away, no matter what it is. Yeah. So you just use it to bait it out, get it out of the way. And that's another thing that also, like, I really, whenever I hit the move, I don't even, you know, hit the bubbles. I just, you know, let it go. For my team that I use, at least for Giovanni, was Mewtwo first with Shadow Ball, Psystrike, Machamp, and Tyranitar. So, like, I believe Astra said this, his first Pokemon, then he switches to Lucario or Machamp. And then that's when you get those 3 seconds and then, you know, start attacking. So I just like Mewtwo at least because he has Shadow Ball for Lugia, and then he has also Psystrike for either Nidoking or, you know, for one of the Kinglers or Rhyperior. So my team, that team worked really well for me.
Yeah. So one thing to note, so just in case you don't know, Persian is a normal typing, so it's going to be weak to fighting. It's going to resist ghost, but you may not know its moves. I don't know the actual moves, but I know his fast moves are dark and normal. I think it's bite.
I think it's bite slash
and scratch
and scratch.
Scratch.
Yeah, scratch.
Don't laugh at those because for some reason on this Persian, they chunk you down. Even a resistant one hurts.
Yeah, basically melting. Even if you have a metal, like a steel, I mean, steel Pokemon, it's still like melting you down just because it, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just doing that. And that's why, like, when we do it, we don't start out with Machamp. We start out, or you don't start out with a fighting Pokemon. You start out with a Pokemon that you're going to use in the back. So you switch out so you can get that, those 3 seconds, and you build up energy on Persian, so that's mainly why we have it in the second slot instead of the first.
Yeah, and if you you don't have Machamp or Lucario, another really good counter is Melmetal, just because of how quickly it can be spam out those moves. So I actually ran Melmetal and Lucario together. So I led Melmetal, switched to Lucario, because with Melmetal I can take out Lugia as well pretty easily.
Yeah. So, and then Persian's charge moves, Dark Rock, and it has a fairy charge move? Is it Dazzling Gleam?
It's either Dazzling Gleam or Probably Rough.
Yeah. So don't try and be, I don't want to sound
play rough,
like a dick when I say this. Yeah. But don't try and be like, I'm not going to shield this because you don't know what it is. So if it hits you with that fairy move and you're running Machamp, like, good night.
And I will say, if you're using the switch method out of the gate and counter cross top, counter power punch, one of those combos, I have never had it get to a charge move.
Yeah, no.
So, and by the way, it's Feint Attack is its dark
fast. Feint Attack. Okay. Which is, it still hits so hard. It's crazy. So that's its first one. Other counters you could use, Kunkelador, Heracross, like we said, Tyranitar, and then Terrakion, but you're going to want to have close combat on that one, I think. I think that's a must.
I don't know how you would really use that one, but I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I would see that more for Lugia. Slow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's on there as a counter. So now for the second ones, we've got Kingler, Rhyperior, and Nidoking. So I know what Rhyperior, you could probably get away with using your same, if it still has HP, you could probably get away with your fighter for both of those.
Absolutely. And actually with Kingler as well, because it's so glassy, if you're going Lucario and you're doing power up punches, Kingler mm-hmm. goes down to counters because of that. So you can burn yeah. through and actually have four or five power up punch or four or five, you know, boost by the point time you're done with Kingler. And you can actually have a Shadow Ball ready for Lugia. So that's literally yeah. what I did. I think I beat the entire team minus one Thundershock with my Lucario. And that Lucario yeah. is sub 2,500 still. It's an Ultra League Lucario, so not even a fully powered up one.
Yeah. Let's see. So it has here, like I was looking at some of these counters they had for Kingler. It's a Torterra, Zapdos, Vileplume, Raikou, and Magnezone. I would probably stay away from Zapdos in case you have to go into it with Lugia, because I don't know how well it's going to fare.
If you're going to go with one of those, I would do Raikou.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that one. I think I went Magnezone on mine. Yeah, just because the Spark Wild Charge, I just built up two Wild Charges and threw one, got rid of Kingler, and then had one loaded up for Lugia. So, I don't know about Torterra. I guess, but eh. And Vileplume. I really want Vileplume to be like good, because it's so fun, like to just see plop around. But it's not, so I would stay away from that. So Rhyperior. I don't like any of these counters that they have here for him.
Swampert's okay. I still think you're better yeah. off with your fighter if you can keep it healthy enough.
Yeah, exactly. I guess maybe. So they have here, this is from GoHub. Torterra, Excadrill, Kyogre, Swampert, and Kabalion. I agree with Wildcat. I think you're going to want to try and keep your fighting for Rhyperior. I wouldn't try and get too spicy with that. then Nidoking. Let's see. So you're going to have, let's see. I like these. So Stumpfisk, Excadrill, Kyogre, Empoleon, and Alolan Sandslash. I like the Alolan Sandslash because you can use that, and the Stumpfisk because you can use that. And that's, what's the, not can't, it's
Unovian.
I can never remember where it's from, ever. Original Stumpfisk. you can use that one and the Alolan Sandslash going into Lugia as well. So I like that, having that Pokemon that I can use for both in case I need to. Was there any other ones for that?
I think at that point you're really needing a water. So or Alolan Sandslash. I think this is where if you're going to run something like a Swampert, at least it does double work. So I could see why that may be a possibility there.
Yeah. So yeah. And then finally Lugia. So Lugia is psychic flying. So it says it's weak to electric, dark, ghost, ice, and rock, but I agree with them when they say you probably want to stick to electric and rock. So just take any type of, you don't want to do this more than once. Like it gets obnoxious. and then you got to revive all your Pokemon and stuff like that. So that's why, like we were saying, like Raikou, having Raikou for your second and then for your third, and then Magnezone, like that's why I use Magnezone because I use it for both. Tyranitar is another one that you can use multiple spots, and then Alolan Sandslash too. I mean, really anything with a rock or electric, like that's Melmetal is perfect.
I don't see how Melmetal's not on any of this list. It is the number one
rocket. That's weird, right?
Pokemon, in my opinion, because it spams so quickly.
I think I run Melmetal and Lucario on like almost every one, unless it's like completely like resists everything I throw at it just because it's quick. So yeah, so that's Giovanni. That's it. Is there any other ones that are like popular that?
Not that I can think of. I mean, for me at least, I like to prepare just because for me, like you said, you want to beat it in the first time around. So my mentality is I want to have a Pokemon that can beat all three of the ones that could be his second Pokemon, because you're not going to know what it could be. So that's why I had Mewtwo, and Mewtwo hits hard on literally all three of those Pokemons that he has. That at least for me, that's why it was a safe pick. Mewtwo literally hits hard on the two back that he has, Lugia and whatever else. Nidoking, Psystrike. Kingler, Psystrike. And then what was the other one? Rhyperior, you can either do Psystrike or Shadow Ball. So either one that works, plus also you still have Machamp alive for Rhyperior. So it literally, that's the mentality that I have going into it. I don't really go like a Pokemon per Pokemon that Giovanni has.
Yeah. And I think I'm trying to remember because I finished it like the day it started. What, you only have to beat one leader, you have to
beat a leader three times. So any leader, you can beat them three times.
Yeah. I think they kind of made them suck this time.
outside of Arlo, I guess, is a little tougher than the other ones because it can have Mawile and Scizor, and both of those build damage so quickly. But the other two leaders are nothing.
Yeah. Was it the last go around where everybody was like bitching that Cliff was too hard? He was intense. I think I took me maybe like two or three times to beat him. I just, for some reason, couldn't get around it. I don't know. I probably wasn't putting enough effort into it either, but they kind of dumbed him down. And then Sierra was tough. What, two goes around when it had Lapras?
Yeah.
Didn't it have a double Lapras?
It could have. I think that was possible.
Yeah. Or someone either had a double Lapras or a double Snorlax. And then those encounters aren't the greatest either. I guess maybe Nidoran female.
And Grimer is actually not bad either. And honestly, Gliscor is not bad either. Honestly, Gligar is not bad.
Yeah.
They're all three have some relevance in PvP.
Yeah. And I like the fact that these are Pokemon that you can get PvP IVs for. It's nice.
Exactly.
So let's see. So that's our Rocket stuff for now. So I had mentioned at the top of the show that you iPhone users are going to get the Kobosh again. So it looks like Pokemon Go, they put trainers, Pokemon Go will be ending support for devices running on iOS 12 in our next release. So what are they on now? Like 22?
15. So, if you actually look at a standard software publisher, this is pretty standard. Most publishers support N-2, so current version and two versions back. So yeah,
it's pretty
standard. And to be frankly honest, you can update to iOS 15 all the way back. I think the iPhone 7 or iPhone 6 can run it. Not run it very well, but it can run it. So
yeah,
it's not the end of the world, but it's something to take note of, especially if you didn't see it and you're wondering why your app isn't going to be working in a few weeks. That's why.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that, but I mean, they did it for Android, but it was like a far back one. Like you had to have a really old Android for it to not work anymore. So And then iOS's come out, what, every 3 months, Dino? Like every 3 months you got to update your phone?
dude, honestly, it sounds about right. I feel like I updated it like yesterday and then I have to update it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes you only notice because there's times where my apps are not working properly, or like I think there's a couple of times where even the app from Pokemon Go says I'm in the middle of a game or something, and it just says like update your phone, like, or update the app, and it just kicks me out. So it's a very fun thing. Besides that, you know, I still love the iPhone.
Yeah. Besides the fact that it sucks in every conceivable way fashion, I really love this thing.
I can't even defend myself here. It's 2-1.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, listen, the only thing I really like, well, that had me on an iPhone for such a long time was the FaceTime. But now that the Duo app has gotten so much better, and the quality, my wife has an iPhone, and when she uses Duo, it's better than the FaceTime when she FaceTimes people. Like, the quality is that much better. I don't like this statement. We encourage trainers with Apple devices to update your iOS so that you may continue to play without interruption.
That's the interruption I was talking about.
They should, you know what they're saying. They're like, for you people who have old phones, it's time to buy a new one.
Once again, you can update to 15 all the way back on the iPhone 7.
Yeah, it's just going to slow.
The thing is, it's extremely slow. Even with my phone, I have the iPhone 10, and it's starting to get slow, and that's why I'm going to get the new one. But you can tell the difference. The more... It's just the system that they have. And unfortunately, I'm going to admit it, it's just how it is, and it's all for you.
Isn't there a class action lawsuit that they actually, in the code, purposely slow down their older versions of the phones, and they're having to face a very substantial lawsuit due to it?
Yeah.
It would make complete sense.
Yeah. Apple's not a... I won't get into that, but I know they're doing...
Yeah, right.
they're not making some smart moves there. I know they're dealing with what? Epic Games too. I think Epic Games is like taking them to the shed.
Dang.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while. I think that's been going on for over a year. With Fortnite, they pulled it off, and then they pulled it off Android, I guess, just to be fair to everyone.
Then they're also being forced to now allow purchases not through Apple Pay or whatever it is. They're forcing them to allow apps or in-app purchases that's not done through their store for the first time ever.
The thing I don't want to take too long talking about this, but the one thing I do like about the Android, and I've mentioned it before with the Google Play, is I get rewards for my purchases. So like every 100 and I think it's like 150 or 250 points. Now the points are based on the dollars, but they're always running bonuses, especially during community days. Google and Niantic have like a really good partnership when it comes to like the in-app purchases. And normally during community days, they like double those points. So like I remember there was one ticket that you could use that I cashed in, and I only paid like $1, $2. It was like a $5 event because I got $3 off. Maybe. Yeah, I think it was GoFest that I only had to pay like $2 for, or something like that. It was something ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think it's typically for any Pokemon Go purchase, it's a four points per $1 spent. So it's a pretty good conversion rate. And hey, free money's free money in the end.
I'll take it. And then they give you like those bonus ones at the end of the week. So depending on how much you spend.
That I always forget to claim.
Yeah, always forget to claim it. So, you guys get those bonuses?
Wait, what? You guys? Bonuses?
Bonuses? They charge you extra.
We get charged
5% market. What do you mean?
Yeah, no, we don't get any bonuses.
What do you mean you get 99-cent boxes? We don't get those,
bro. I'm There's times where like people are like, oh yeah, let me stack up my bonuses. I'm like, what?
So, yep. So that's it for the in-game news. I guess we'll talk about GBL. Yeah.
Do we have to?
Okay. Do we? Did anybody play? I told you at the beginning of the show, I played 3 sets.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we should talk about it at least a little bit.
Okay. All right. So then let's go over to the GBL section.
Fight.
You know, when we said that, you know, a bunch of people, all the Master League people were like, you better fucking talk about something.
For real.
I
do have some teams that I actually enjoyed. So for Kanto, I actually did have a team that I was having fun with, you know, before I ended up losing like over 200 points.
That's all?
Was, huh?
That's all? You've done good.
Oh, I guess we're trying to compete who loses the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how many matches or how long you guys were doing Kanto for or at all, but Shadow Machamp is a really good lead in Kanto right now. I've faced a lot of Lickitung leads, along with Mew is another really good one in Kanto. So I'm running right now Shadow Machamp lead, and then Mew is a safe swap, and then I have Alolan Sandslash. And it's, believe it or not, it actually is fun and has a great coverage considering, you know, you have a lot of, Nidoqueens running around. Surprisingly, I haven't seen a Chansey in a long time, which is great. But yeah, so that team is very solid. Alolan Sandslash is, you know, very fragile, but hits really hard to almost anything. It can hit Bulldoze to any poison, or even Alolan's Marowak. And then now, just for any Master people, I actually found another team today that I've been running besides my Togekiss, Swampert, and Machamp line. And that team is, I actually saw it, somebody posted it in the local chat. Togekiss, Snorlax, Safe Swap, and Garchomp. I haven't run a Garchomp in a minute, and that thing is so fun and so spammy.
Are you running community moves, or are you running what?
I am running on Garchomp. I had it at Sandtomb, but this person that used it had it with Earth Power Outrage. And I switched it, and a lot of people assume that you're going to be baiting. So you hit them with the Earth Power on like Metagross, and they don't shield, and it just feels good. But yeah. That Pokemon, I know that people, this person. Particularly was using Snorlax with Body Slam and Outrage. And I saw a video of them hitting an Outrage on a Dragonite, and that was very satisfying to see. But I couldn't get myself to do it. I'm running Skull Bash on Snorlax. And
really?
people don't expect it because they assume that most people are running Superpower. Body Slam. Yeah.
And or Earthquake?
I haven't seen anyone using it.
I think as Metagross fell out of popularity, I think Earthquake did as well because of it.
Because Excadrill, yeah. Because
Excadrill is everywhere.
Just like everywhere. So like it grew, like the population for Excadrill is everywhere. And then that also kind of led the birth of a lot of people using Sylveon. I actually saw, if I'm not mistaken, Miami Doc, I saw him using this team recently, was Togekiss, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying it. Togekiss, Waterfall, Gyarados, and Sylveon. So ABA line. So he's like, all right, you know, people expect a dragon in the back after Togekiss, and then you bring another fairy. It's just like, it doesn't really matter. Also, Excadrill is not that, he's a glass cannon. So like even Charms, you know, chunk it down.
Gengar beat.
So those teams.
If that tells you how classy it is.
Yeah, exactly. So
Did you try? Did you try your Gengar?
I did. Did you, Dino?
I did too. I have two. It's fun, but it gets melted so bad. Like
it does.
I even tried Electivire, because it has Wild Charge and Ice Punch. You know, and there's a lot of Gyarados as Togekiss.
Yeah,
it still got melted down. I got so upset. I was very excited. I'm like, yes, I'm gonna get a spicy pick, and then it just got. Before I even got to Wild Charge, I think I was at 60% health by Dragon Breath or even Waterfall Gyarados. It's fun. I feel like I need to find a good team for it, but it does have a lot of coverage even against Excadrill because it has neutral with Ice Punch. It has Ice Punch for any dragon or flying, but it's just too fragile. But I tried it. It didn't work out. I think that's why I lost a lot of points. So, those are the two teams that I'm trying out right now, and they're very fun. They seem to have a lot of great coverage.
So, one I saw a lot of people, well, as many people who have at least one Axew and just dumped a whole bunch of candy into, Haxorus? Is that how you say
Haxorus?
It?
I've
hatched three Axews. And I actually have a Haxorus because I dumped a bunch of rare candy into it. It's terrible IVs. Terrible. But that counter, Night Slash, is fun.
It really is. I've ran into a few of them. Yeah, I hate seeing it.
Only thing is, gets completely hard countered by any fairy.
Yeah.
It has no play at all.
Yeah, nothing. But I've seen, I think people are pairing it with a fairy, right?
I see it with Togekiss a lot.
Yeah.
I actually do recall that Haxorus did come out right before Master Premiere ever, like, you know, I think it was end of season four of GBL. And everyone was running it. I forgot who. Someone posted it, and everyone just kept running it. And that's kind of another reason why I was running like Piloswine back then. Even then, it's just too powerful. Like its attack stat is high, and it's super fun. I really wish I had one, but all the ones I have, they don't have a attack of either 14 or 15.
Yeah.
But I did actually play a little bit of both. I'm down 300 points, so I went from my max at 3148. I'm down to 2884, so a little shy of 300, but close enough. I have just experimented the Hades out of Kanto Cup just for fun. I hit legend. I can do it now. So what I've ended up settling on, Alolan Graveler in the lead, Pidgeot and Shadow Hypno in the back. So if you're willing to bring a fighter, you're not going to leave with a fighter very much. So if you bring that Machamp, it's gone. One way or another, it's gone. So, and then it also double counters all of your Nidoqueens out there. So once I finally got that line, I've actually started winning a little bit more with that in Kanto Cup. Not that I'm playing a lot of Kanto Cup, but it gave me something to fight with. I will say on my alt, I am 15. I think I'm 16-7 on my alt account in Kanto right now, running Marowak lead, Pidgeot, and normal Hypno. And that team has been doing a lot of work in the route around the 2300s. I'm knocking on the door of Vet with my alt account right now. So,
nice.
Masters, I've been doing Garchomp, or no, I'm sorry, Togekiss lead with Garchomp and Gengar in the back. And it's a fun team. I lose a lot. But you bring out Gengar and people just don't know what to do. Yeah. The number of times I've had them switch into Excadrill and I just laugh as I melt them away with Shadow Punches. And I'm like, why would you switch into this? It's so glassy and I can charge so much faster than you can.
That's true.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, even if Excadrill does have a high attack, it still loses to the attack of Gengar.
It does.
CMP tie.
Yep.
And if you're spicy like I was, you're running Focus Blast on it, and you hit it with a Focus Blast, and it's super nice.
And Shadow Ball does about 50% to a Togekiss.
Yeah.
So you can either win that battle by Shadow Balling and them not shielding, or you just burn the shields with Shadow Punches and then throw the Shadow Ball right before you die, and then switch back into your Togekiss and you're done.
Well, I have my Gengar that's 100% I got after Community Day, and I never TM'd it because I was like, oh, it's a hundo, I'm not going to bother with it. So it's actually running Shadow Ball Focus Blast.
I invested the Elite TM into it.
Double nuke. It's running a double nuke. It's at, and it, honestly, with how fast Shadow Claw builds, like, it doesn't, I don't know, I don't feel like it really mattered all that much. So, because most people weren't shielding the first one anyway, because they're like, oh, it's just a Shadow Punch, like, whatever. And then you hit them with a Focus Blast, and it's like...
The good news is, on Monday, all three leagues come back.
Yeah, I still gotta wait another week.
Yeah, I'll do a little bit more for Dust here and there, but I'm at 6.3 now, and I'm like, do I really want to keep dropping ELO for 6,000 Dust a set?
I'm not. I went from going into it 25-21, and I'm at 23-28 right now. So I stopped.
Smart. I support that decision.
Yeah. Because we got, what, 2 weeks of all three leagues, right?
A week.
Really?
1 week.
That's not enough time.
It's enough time. You can do it. Ved is within your 300 points in a week is nothing.
Yeah. I don't know if, I think this was actually during Little Cup. I think, yeah, it was Little Cup of last season. I got about 700 points in like five days. So,
okay.
It's doable. And we believe in you.
Hey, yeah. I had a 500-point jump in one day with Go Battle Day.
Yeah. Oh, we got a Gold Battle Day coming up.
But it's during not then.
It's during this thing.
Yeah, it's on Saturday. I'm going to avoid that. My parents are coming into town. Works out.
I'm going to do the Safari tournament and then that's it. Yeah. So, but I guess I'll do when it comes back, the new ones come back. I'll probably go back to Ultra with what I hit, because it's what I hit Veteran.
Yeah,
with,
and you were in Open Ultra anyway, so it's not like you're going to be in a different.
Yeah, I wasn't in Premier, so
I was going to say that because I was going to say which Ultra or which Master League comes back, you know, with it.
Open because, everything. You know, last time
it's Open
Ultra. Open Great, Open, so, Open Master, Open Ultra.
So they don't have any Premieres or any. Nope. Okay.
No, not this one. I think like last year they did all three and then the special cup, right?
Yeah, I figured they might do some other cup because usually there's four cups in the last week. I don't know. Yeah. Usually it's like Ultra Premier or Master Premier along with the other ones. Oh. But I can't tell if it's just those three. I mean, if it's those three, to me, it's completely fine.
Yeah. I'll go into Ultra and see how that goes. Hopefully my team will still work.
Can confirm then. It's just the three.
Okay.
Cool. I'm sticking in Great League, so.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to test out some new teams for next season in Great League.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I feel comfortable in Great League, but when I hit Veteran and Ultra League with my team, like, I think I'm just going to ride it out and see how far I can get. But that week also, we're doing something, right? 27th.
Are we? Are we really going to do that again?
Wait, you guys didn't tell me anything.
Yeah, as usual. As usual, Dino knows nothing.
It isn't like he's been poking bear. When are we doing this again? Hey, we got to do this again.
Yeah. Yeah. He asks when we're going to do it, and then we tell him, and then he forgets. And then he's like, wait, what?
That's just
so the 27th, we're going to be doing a live stream. So I'll have all three leagues maybe we can convince Wildcat or Dino to run Master League, and that way one person from each person
is running a different league. You're funny. You're a real funny man.
Yeah, I doubt it. So that's going to be on the 27th. We'll post, we'll remind you guys again next week, and we'll post it in the Discord. We had a really good turnout, like the last one, and then another good turnout with, you know, being on Pallet Town too.
Yeah. So what will really be fun about that stream is by that point, we should have info on season 10 of GBL. So we'll be able to kind of have a little bit of conversation while we're going about it, about upcoming season. So
yeah,
that'll be fun.
And then you guys all be sleepy and tired from all the tryptophan that's in the in the turkey, because that's right after Thanksgiving. So that's fun. So yeah, that's it for GBL. So let's go ahead and answer your questions.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Also, before we do that, I just want to remind all of our Coach's Corner supporters that we're doing that this Sunday. So, mark that on your calendars. Get ready. If you haven't, if you're not part of that, that's, I think, like, that's our second tier. And it's basically where all three of us, or me and Wildcat, or Wildcat, or Dino, it's a little more personalized. I don't want to say training, but coaching, like helping, you know, helping you out, all that kind of stuff. And we'll review battles and stuff like that. So, if that's something you are interested in, head over to our Patreon and check that out. Or if you have more questions on what it entails, you know, message, you know, one of us and we'll be able to tell you more. So, questions. And as always, you can ask your questions in our Discord in the, you want answer section. You can email us them or you can tweet them. So the first one I'm going to go over is and came in through email. And this, says, hello, Dino, Wildcat, and Astro. I have a bit of a conundrum. I'm looking into building a PvP Sableye. I have two candidates at the moment that I could build. I have a hundo I got from GBL and a 14-14-15 purified I got from my dad in a trade. I'm only level 39, so I don't have access to XL candy, but I would really like to have a gem monster of my own. Which one should I build? Should I wait to get a better PvP one? Is it really necessary to have return? Also, any team ideas? Apologies for all the questions. Never have to apologize for questions. Only questions, only bad questions or stupid questions or ones not asked. And that was from Greninja Muffin. I like this question because I think a lot of people could be in the same situation, maybe not in the level 39 thing, but could be in the same situation as far as their Sableyes go. I know me and Dino had a conversation about this when they announced the level 50s about what do you do with like your Medichans that you've already built and your Azumarills that you already built and your Sableye is another one that you could have already built. So let's go around. Wildcat, I think I know what you're gonna say because you've told me to do it before on Medicham, but what are your thoughts on this?
So it's important to remember, just because XL exists doesn't discount the original versions. I ran my 98% Medicham all the way through season 8 and part of the way into season 9 before I finally built my XL Medicham. I hit vet with that Medicham. I hit expert with that Medicham. I would definitely say, though, the purified of the two is the better option. Number one, you're going to get a dust discount, a candy discount for the purified. And return really is that important on Medicham. Power Gem is just not a good enough secondary move to justify building a non-shadow or a non-purified. So I think go ahead, build your 14, 14, 15 purified. Make sure you kept return on it and go with that. That's my two cents.
So you would do the 14, 14, 15 over. Yeah, because it's purified. The hundo isn't. I can say I agree with I would go with the purified. I ran, this is coming from someone who ran a Sableye that wasn't purified, a normal one, with Power Gem and foul play. Is it foul play? Second move?
It's foul play, yes.
I actually ran it in a tournament with that me and Dino were in, and we looked and tried to do the research, and I think at that point in time, because there was no level 50s, it only lost, I think, maybe like the only difference was maybe like 5 or 10 losses. But now between the purified XL and non-purified XL, it's a much larger difference. So I would do the purified. Like Wildcat said, the XL does, or the return does hit, it hits really hard, and it's neutral all the way across. But you know, if you want to wait, you can wait, but if you really want one, go for it. Why not? I don't know. He also wants to know any teams. I don't know. Dino is a Sableye guy, so I'm gonna leave all that to him.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, if he was asking like a team in general or a team around
I'm gonna assume around Sableye.
Yeah, because first of all, just to answer the first part, at least in my opinion on it, just because I have an alt and I don't have Sableye on it, I actually myself been holding out because they're all level 30, below 40, so like either 35, 38. So for me, at least, I've been holding out on leveling up any Sableye, just because for me, at least, I would say that he should hold off on it, but it really depends. If he doesn't want to wait, he can definitely build the one that Wildcat said. And a team around it, I know that it's very popular, is either G-Fisk or Bastidon, and then Medicham and Sableye in the back.
I like that team. Yeah, Sableye is what, one of the safe switches in Great League?
Yeah, definitely is. And you honestly do not see, if not any or barely any charmers out there, at least, you know, the higher elo you get up. Maybe the only charmers you see is Azu and Alolan Ninetales. Alolan Ninetales is the only two that I see the most of. And then every now and then you get a random charmer.
Yeah. And don't be discouraged at level 39. I'm going to tell you that. Level 39 to 40 was like the longest grind for me. It was such a pain in the ass. I hated it.
See, I got lucky. I had been preparing for 39 to 40. I had something like 2,000 Pokemon save to evolve during a double XP event. The day I hit 39, they announced a double XP evolution event. I sat in my hotel room in Chicago and evolved for an hour and a half and got 8.5 million XP in one evolution session.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And I literally one day done. Now 45 to 46, I've been there for weeks now, months.
I'm stuck on 44 because I'm having a really hard time spending dust to purify Pokemon that I'm never going to use. There's only so many Sableyes you can purify that suck.
Yeah. See, like for me, in my main account, I couldn't wait. So I purified one and I used it, even XL'd it. And I actually have another one that I can use that's better IVs. Like it's 2, 10, and 14. And the other one I have currently that I've been using for like GBL or any tournaments is, I believe, 10, 8 and 13. So it's horrible. And but it does its job. It does the job.
Yeah. So. Oh, and one thing, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong on this, which I could be, but I'm not. But if you if you're doing your 14, 15, you have to best buddy it.
I know that the one I have currently, I do. So yes, you do.
Yeah. But if you run the XL, you don't. You don't have to. I think it gets up to like 15 something.
Yeah. So it depends. I know that the one I have, I think it's just better because it saves you dust anyway. So you know, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna save more dust with the 14, 15 than you are with, you know, an XL one.
Yeah.
So those are all things to factor in. I actually have a question really quick before we get into any more. Are we, and it's for Wildcat, are you going to try and kick Fish out of our Discord?
Wait, what just happened?
Banned. He is banned.
He does this as so. He does this as we are recording. This is hilarious.
Banned.
I think he did that. He probably did that on purpose. I don't think so. So there was a moment in our stream. I'm going to go off on a tangent. There was a moment on our stream where Wildcat was on a roll, just answer after answer after answer. And he was so confident that he buzzed in on one. And he gave the answer and he had this face like, yeah, I got it. And then Fish told him he was wrong. And he just went from like this smile to just like this. Wait, what? It was the ultimate what the fuck face.
The question was, what was the most recent mega Pokemon? Yeah. What the clarification he didn't give was the most recently released mega Pokemon. Those are just very different questions.
Dino, I think I just hear an excuse, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
For someone who beat us so bad.
No, the best part, though, was that made it a lot better is because Fish paused before he gave he's incorrect.
It was the perfect setup to it, and I had made the comment that I need to go back and watch it so I could take a snapshot of that face that he made because it was so perfect. And he actually did and turned it into however you want to call it, but I call it GIFs, into a GIF for our Discord to use. And I'm very excited.
It's awesome.
I also, so toot my own horn, I actually knew a move that no one else did.
You did? I remember that one.
And that was on I can't pronounce the name of it. Gordor or
Girder. Whatever.
The middle. What is it?
Girder.
Girder.
It's holding a girder. Yeah. You know, the thing you use the joystick.
I didn't know what that was.
Obviously, listen, the answer is not a construction.
You're also talking to Florida educated people.
Well, I knew what it was, but
okay. Now he knows what it is.
Of course, I'm a civil engineer. What do you expect?
Yeah, I knew it had poison jab.
Yeah, that I didn't know.
And how many points did you have in total?
It doesn't matter. I knew that. No one else did, so I'm happy.
He gets some kind of win off this.
Yeah. So, okay, questions. Back to the questions. This one comes from Gravy. What move / type / Pokemon do you think will get buffs, nerfs, or new moves with the upcoming season? We kind of answered this already, but I think it's going to be Psychic. So, they already have a new move.
Yeah. I feel like it may be a more buff than new. Oh, yeah, it has a new move, and it can get a buff. I mean, there's definitely other Pokemon that can benefit from a buff or new moves, and that's Fire. And I think that's also something that Reyes mentioned. But I just don't see Fire being brought up besides like other Pokemon.
I think the other type that really needs some rework is Normal.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Because other than Body Slam and Return, you don't have a normal move.
Oh, I've been
calling. You really don't.
I've been calling that for a while.
Well, you got like Hyper Beam, but that takes forever.
You got Hyper Beam. Yeah. You've got Quick Attack is actually really good at charging. But other than that, you have no fast normal move that's viable.
You have, what is it? Giga Slam or whatever it's called?
Is it Giga Drain or something like that?
What is it? The move one that Reggie can learn.
Lock On.
No. The charge move. It's like Giga...
Giga Impact.
That was Giga Drain. Oh, Giga Impact. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Right?
Yep, that's the one.
And this is why I won 41-19 against Astro.
Hey, you didn't know that one either, so. besides poison, I think normals I've been calling for a while.
Do we get a single type, or do we get like we got for season 9 and they just kind of buff a few Pokemon specifically and let it ride after that?
I think they need to do a whole move with how much everything changed with the poison buff. I don't see why they wouldn't continue doing that, because it gives so many more Pokemon play that way, opposed to just hand picking.
If you're going to go psychic, what other than giving psychic fangs like we mentioned earlier? What are you doing to Psychic to make it better? Are you changing Psychic? Are you making Confusion better? What are you doing to actually make Psychic more viable?
Maybe turn Confusion into like a counter clone. But I don't think they would do that. I think they'd leave it the way it is and then maybe change one of maybe Psycho Cut.
Psycho Cut's really good on its own right now, so I wouldn't change
it. How many Pokemon learn Psycho Cut? Like, what's the most common psychic fast move?
Confusion.
Okay, so then either add a new fast move, but it needs something that more Pokemon can learn.
There is a psychic move that a lot of psychic Pokemon do know, and I'm not going to pronounce it, so I'm going to have one of you guys do it. What is the other move that Lugia learns besides Dragon Tail?
Zen Headbutt?
Extrasensory?
No, it's... Yeah. So I think Artemis had mentioned this move before, and this is maybe a move that they can make it seem like maybe like counter, like you mentioned.
I was thinking that, but, or more of a Shadow Claw clone.
Yeah. So like that. So I feel like that's a move that I see in a lot of psychic Pokemon that... with that alone can make it, maybe viable versus what it is now. So it can turn like a Pokemon that's from, I don't know, like in the 80s to like 20s, kind of like what happened with Nidoqueen. So that's one thing that I do see a lot of. But I'm pretty sure Psycho Cut did get a buff from what it was before, if I'm not mistaken, didn't it?
I don't know. I think it's always been a pretty good move, actually. It's been a very fast charge.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'm looking at it. It looks like it's very, it's almost identical to Shadow Claw. It's, off by, a few in the damage, I think.
It's only in terms of like 3 damage versus 6, I believe, for Shadow Claw.
Yeah.
So maybe you just buff Psycho Cut up to 6 and make it an exact mirror.
Yeah. And then, they could just completely rework Zen Headbutt because that is trash. Oh my God. I never
looked at that move. Yeah, that is another, that is another move, fast move that can get a buff. And a lot of Pokemon do learn that as well.
Yeah. And then the Psychic Fang.
What about Steel? Because is there really, other than, actually, is there any viable charge steel move, really, these days? They're all pretty trash.
Magnet Bomb?
No, Metal Claw is trash. I mentioned that, I think in the previous, when they got the buff for poison, I mentioned Metal Claw kind of being like a mirror to Shadow Claw, but I know that Artemis brought that would be too OP, so probably not a good idea.
I mean, Bullet Punch is okay.
But very few terrible. Pokemon real know that move.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's specifically a community day move. All or most community day moves are pretty good.
Yeah, because looking at, there's Flash Cannon, Heavy Slam, Gyro Ball.
They're all bad.
Iron Head.
Like Magnet Bomb is okay, but it's still not very good.
Mirror Shot would be like the best one.
But it's a bait move. It's not a really powerful move by any means.
Well, if you get lucky with the debuff on it.
They're literally all trash. The only good one, and it's a nuke, is Flash Cannon. And that's about it. I feel like that's like the best one that they probably have.
And it takes so long to get to that one. That one takes forever.
Mm-hmm. Iron Head is trash. Majority of the steel types type moves are bad. And there's a lot of them. Like even if you look through all the steel Pokemon, none of them are really like recommended with the steel type move.
Yeah. I know fire needs a rework, but I don't think they're going to do a fire rework until there's like another viable fire Pokemon that comes out. So maybe I think Litten. Maybe when they, that's what I was going to say when that comes out that I think that's maybe when they do the rework.
So you just said fire next season then, because we had talked earlier that we think Litten's coming next season.
No. I did not say that. I said I don't think they're going to do a fire rework until they bring out a new fire Pokemon.
And where Litten's coming out next season, so.
I don't think that's going to happen. But you've predicted a lot of things, so I can't do it. But I did predict the poison buff, so. I got that one on me. Next one comes from Bugsmath. Writes, if you get to a rank, veteran or legend, then you fall below the rating for that rank and end the season there. So less than $24.99, less than $29.99. Do you get the rewards for the highest ranked achieved or for where you end the season? I'd like to know that too. Similarly, if the league changes Ultra to Master and I don't have a team for the new league, is it better to sit and wait or plug away and drop trophies? sit and wait. I'm leaning towards. If I can win one battle per set of five during Masters, that's 35K dust a day. If the league lasts for 14 days, I suspect 490K dust.
Notice his name has math in it.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to him because dust is much more valuable than whatever difference between one rank and the next at the end of the season might be. There's so many things I can agree with, and there's so many things I can't agree with at the same time in that question. So I'm going to do the smart thing and give it to Wildcat. Go ahead.
Okay, so the first part of the question, absolutely, whatever the highest rank you achieve is the reward you're giving at the end of the season. So if you achieve Legend and you finish that season at 1,000, or like I think 1,500 is technically the lowest you can go, you still get the 3,000.
I said 1,000, but yeah.
you can still get that level of reward. So that part's there. The next question is a little more based upon the trainer. If you know that you don't have the Pokemon you need right now to get to Legend, and you need the dust to build out your roster, then keep trucking along. If you're strictly doing it because you know you have to have the dust to keep building out your roster, keep trucking along. If you're a trainer like me, I've got 6.3 million dust. I'm good. I don't have to have more dust at any point necessarily. I stop and run away as quickly as I can. I have done one set in the last 4 days, and I host a show about PvP. Co-host a show about PvP. So that should tell you how much I run away. Yeah. Dino, would you agree with both sides of that statement?
Yeah, so, I mean, the good thing about this, at least, because he mentioned Master League, but he didn't mention Kanto, so I don't know if, like, he just completely disregarded it or tried it or just hated it, but for me, at least, it's a cup that is cheaper and more viable for someone that's, like, new or doesn't have that much dust. So I feel like maybe someone like that can get more wins off that, maybe 2 wins instead of 1 per set. That way he gets more dust or even more than, you know, 2 wins. But I think I mentioned it to him because, you know, episode doesn't come out till Wednesday. So I figured it'd help. I just mentioned to try out Kanto before, you know, just going for Master League and getting 1 win per set.
And he put in the Discord today. He hit Vet for the first time.
There you go.
So,
congratulations. Good job.
That's awesome.
And he tried to play it down. I guess all milestones are big milestones, just as Astro. Just as me. Right. I was just as excited to hit expert as I was legend the first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. We celebrate all victories in our Discord. All victories. I guess it just kind of depends on where your elo is and what you're trying to hit by the end of the season. If you're really trying, like, I want to try and push for expert, so I'm gonna sit until all 3 leagues come back. But if I wasn't and I was okay with just staying at veteran, oh hell yeah, I'd be playing every day just to get the dust. but I'm trying to hit expert, so I'm gonna chill until then. So it just, I guess it kind of depends on where you're at and what you're okay with doing. So
490,000 dust, though. 500,000 dust in 14 days.
I know.
He's thinking about it. You've really given Astro a lot to think about, I believe. You don't see the pain on his face currently.
That's an XL Pokemon right there. Oh, that's an XL right there. No. I wanna try and hit expert. So I'm gonna stick with that. Next one, I don't like this question at all. I'm gonna skip this one.
Absolutely not.
It comes from T Magma Tyler. From my boy Blue. But not this time. Why didn't Astro and Dino study for the game show? So we didn't know what the game show was going to be about. We had like a general idea. But that's like saying, how do you study for a spelling bee against a dictionary?
Yeah. Basically.
Just let that one sit for a second for everyone to get it.
Some more silence for me and Astro.
Yeah. So it's just credit to him. Wildcat knows his shit, so there's only so much I could study.
I am a nerd. I have been Pokemon fandom since 99 when it launched, really. So, or 96, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone retains different types of information more. Like, I could probably sit down and talk about music and bands and name you bands that you've never heard of and who was in this and what album came out and what time and stuff like that. Wildcat can do that with Pokemon.
Dino. We also witnessed that you can see what a Pokemon is with just 3 little dots, apparently.
Yes.
So that round sucked.
So the reason I'm so good at this is because I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old who consistently draw pictures for me, and I have to make out what they are so that I don't hurt their feelings and say, I don't know what the hell this is. So when they hand me something and I have to go, oh, wow, that's so awesome. Thank you so much. Because I'm appreciative that they're drawing something for me. They thought about me. But I have to know what it is. So I've learned how to decipher things from nothing.
I can tell.
Yeah. So that's it. Like I said, if we do another one and it's all Pictionary, like, I'm winning that one. I'm gonna win that one. So
he's calling it already. Well,
calling it.
So
If it's all Pictionary, you win easily. I think I got one or two that entire round.
I think you got the giraffe. I think that was it.
That may have been it, yeah.
There was one that was like super easy. I'm surprised none of you got. No. Dino won one, I think. And I think it was Pikachu.
No, it was you. I think you said Pichu. It was Pichu.
Yeah, that it was Pichu. One. But there was one that everyone buzzed in at the same time.
It was Pichu. I was so mad about that one because I thought I buzzed.
I left it sitting there for a few minutes because I knew what it was. I wasn't going to give you guys a chance. I was waiting for someone to say Mimikyu because it started off like Mimikyu.
Yeah, I had no
idea. Remember, it was only things in Pokemon Go at the time.
Yeah, and that's what threw it off there. All right, so moving on. Next question from JDGX25. With a lot of top tier PvP players in GBL and Sylph, do you think BTW could turn into a esports team, especially with Pogo going in that direction? I guess this one's for me to answer.
Yes.
So the plan for BTW has always been to be more than just a podcast. It was to evolve the Discord into, you know, more than just a Discord, a place where people can go to learn and train and get better. That's always been the focus of BTW, is to make others better by helping each other. It's what me and Dino decided on from the very beginning, and it's what we've always kept with. And, you know, Wildcat shares the same thing. My goal, obviously, for BTW is to be a PvP network, a PvP ESPN. Run anything. When you think PvP outside of, you know, the individual battlers, you're going to think BTW. So if I can get the funds or raise the funds to turn BTW into an esports team, I would. In a heartbeat. I think we have enough people in our Discord that we could put together a really good team. And it more than likely would be a people that no one's ever heard of. So, which is what I'm about. I'm all about that. That is what I want, like, to get, you know, the people like Dino and Wildcat and all you guys out there that are hitting legend that no one knows about, get you that exposure so that you can do it. So it's there. The thought is there. It was the first thing I thought about when they announced esports. So give me some time to work on it. We got some other things we want to get done before we go in that way, but it is going in that direction. Everyone, we all agree, I think, right?
Yes, yeah, we agree.
100%.
Okay. Something's going on because Wildcat is typing furiously.
Probably has something to do related to
his, I'm assuming it has to do with fish and the GIF.
This is correct. Just working on having him banned from all Discords across the world, including Palatown. He's got to get banned there as well now.
Getting banned from his own Discord.
Hey, my Wi-Fi was cute, so at least there's something.
There you go. See, now you can't. If she thinks it's cute, you can't get mad at him now.
Oh, I can still, but
I guess. I'm just saying. So now you've got an emoji, a GIF. Dino's got a emoji.
You gotta talk to Seagull and tell him what's up.
Like, what the hell? Like, I'm nothing, I guess, anymore. Just there.
That's so funny. Don't cry.
Speaking of seagulls, this question comes from Seagull, and he writes, if you had to choose a favorite bird, which one is it and why is it a seagull?
Definitely not a seagull now.
So I actually don't like birds at all. So there's two really odd things that creep me out that you wouldn't expect, and I'm actually really afraid of, and they're both flying things. One of them is any type of bird. I don't like them. I don't want them around me. I will not have one in my house. Nothing. When they fly into my sliding glass window and hit the floor, and they're, as long as they're not dead, I enjoy it a little. I laugh a little. Don't call PETA on me, but it's funny. And the other one is, I'm not going to say it because it's actually really embarrassing.
Bats?
So
bats?
We'll move on.
Are you going to say bats?
No, okay. It's embarrassing. Like, okay, I'm just going to tell you, I am petrified of butterflies.
What?
Okay, so we need to get Gracie to make Astro into a butterfly and make that the emoji. Nope. Done. Mission accepted. It's happening.
Only if it's a Butterfree. You can put my face on a Butterfree.
I have so many questions, but we'll let
it slide. So we have, I'm sure Dino knows, but for everyone outside of Florida, we have a place here in South Florida called Butterfly World. And in fourth grade, we took a field trip to Butterfly World. And Butterfly World is this big enclosure. I don't know if they've changed it since I was in fourth grade because I refused to go in it. It was like a big enclosure and it was just butterflies flying everywhere. Well, when they bring people for field trips in, they, you know, do little things to get the kids like, how, you know, whatever. And there's like this little liquid, that they would put on like the kids' hands to get the butterflies to fly on it and sit on there. My best friend thought it would be really funny to get three or four kids, and all the stuff that they put on their hands, they wiped it all over my shirt. And I got swarmed with butterflies, and it freaked me out. And ever since then, I've been petrified of them.
So you need to go full Batman, though, and become a butterfly-based superhero.
No. Who wants to be a butterfly-based superhero?
That is true.
I think the closest thing to a butterfly superhero is the moth from Tick.
Yeah.
The Tick. Yeah, that's about it.
But to answer Siegel's question, it would have to be an eagle, the only natural predator to a seagull in the bird world.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Of course he would know.
I looked it up.
Yeah, no.
Do you have a favorite bird?
Nah, I don't. I really don't. I mean, I liked seeing like the red and blue birds, but I don't even know the names of them. So,
Cardinals and Blue Jays.
Cardinals and Blue Jays. Yeah. Those two.
Both of them are terrible birds, and they have terrible basketball programs.
I like the Pokemon birds because they can't do anything to me. So that would be it. Next one comes from Miami Doc. I'm guessing this one is for Wildcat.
There's a picture that accompanied it that you don't see.
That I don't see?
It was a picture of him finishing up a nuke on someone to win a match while they had two shields.
Ooh. And then the question was, how much do you hate being on the receiving end of this?
Like when you lose with two shields. Still,
why do you ever lose with two shields? That's what I don't understand.
Saving shields, I guess.
You're why? Shields, they're not going to go away. You're not going to get to take them to the next battle. That's
maybe that's you need them for the last your Pokemon in the back.
Obviously, you didn't use them because it died.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
This is like losing a football game by not when you don't call timeouts. You can't take them with you. Use them. They're there.
But that happens, right?
Yes, all the time.
Well, hold on. Maybe it was the first Pokemon. He hit it and they top lefted after.
Because the screenshots have a single Pokemon left.
Oh, no. That person just doesn't know how to play.
It's two different people, too.
Yeah, twice.
Are you serious?
And these are legends, probably, too.
Oh, yeah, because he's a... Oh, my God.
Like, I get the two-shield flex thing. It's a thing, but if it's between taking a two-shield flex and winning a match, I'm going to win the match every time.
Yeah, I mean, I've won matches with both my shields.
I've won matches with both my shields and all three Pokemon alive still.
Yeah, I've never lost with both shields, unless I quit. I've lost with one shield before.
Yeah, one shield is okay, but both shields, and to have it happen multiple times again, like, that just blows my mind.
I wonder, Miami Doc, if you have the beginning, like their names, find them and invite them to our Discord so we could teach them. next one comes from Artemis Dragon. No question, but could you please explain to beginners the importance of knowing type advantages and what tools to use so that PvP becomes a more fun experience? I oftentimes see many people tend to hate everything about PvP, including Team Go Rocket, because they don't understand the basics and just give up. I can tell you from someone who was stagnant in GBL for a long time that it is the only reason that I made it to expert is because I learned the matchups for my Pokemon and how to play them. And that is the God's honest truth.
If I'm not mistaken, I recall you asking me, I could be wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong. You asked me how important is it to know the typings of the Pokemon. And yeah. I think you told me that your kids even told you sometimes what, like, the typings back then. I think
when we first started recording. Yeah, they asked me what beats this and what beats that. Yeah. So I guess you and my kids helped me get to veteran. But it's huge. It's a huge, huge importance. And it does make the game, like, I had more fun in that run to veteran than I had all season.
Yeah. But, you know, and then what tools would you say helped you as well along, you know, I want to say, like, what, PV Poke is one thing that for sure actually helps literally everyone.
Yeah, actually, I use Pokegenie a lot more for my type matchups and stuff like that, especially if it's like one that I'm not too sure about, because it does give you what it's weak to, what it resists, and then what it's neutral to, opposed to PV Poke sometimes just tells you what it's weak to. I use that the most, honestly. Building my team, or if I'm going up against like someone in a sylph battle or something like that, to learn, you know, where it is. I started off with the basics, like water. I went through and did water, and then just went water. Water normal, water this, water that, water this, water, you know, all the way down on the other side, like the second typing, the secondary typing, and then just saw what it was. And I knew, you know, okay, grass, most of these are going to have grass until you get to, I think, Ludicolo, I think, is neutral to grass.
He is neutral to grass.
So if it's a water grass, then it's neutral. And then once you learn that, then you can start putting that to other typings. So,
and especially if you're struggling with dual type effectiveness, I actually just shared with Astro a link, and I'll make him put those in the show notes, to a website that has a bunch of, I shared it in the chat, a bunch of dual type matchups and what types they're effective against and not effective against. Keep in mind the chart is based on the main series game. So when you see something like a zero, that doesn't exist in Pokemon Go. There's no true immunity in Pokemon Go, but it gets you far enough along the line that you can start to see, well, those type effectivenesses break down. And it can be really helpful to learn. So I study this a lot for the main series if I'm doing playthroughs. So, yeah, Dino, what's your tip there?
Yeah, so actually this is something that would help me a lot, at least when I first started. I don't think many people know this, but it took me 4 seasons to get to Legend, when a lot of people nowadays are getting there with like 1 or 2, because there's so much content out there to help you reach these Elo that you're searching for, or the rank that you're looking for. And this chart, I feel like this is something that we should post and pin it in the Discord.
It is in the infographics channel.
Okay. And it's just something that helps a lot of people. And believe it or not, there's sometimes even I used to forget like what certain things would beat it, just because you're like, oh yeah, that beats it. And then you're like, oh wait, that's neutral. So these little things, it can flip a match from you losing to winning by a lot, or even it can even cost you the game because you didn't know a certain matchup.
Yeah, and dual types can be really tricky, so you have to be careful there. Because, like Dino said, sometimes when you don't realize that neutral matchup becomes a non-super effective matchup. For example, if you're going against flying ground and you're trying to hit it with an electric move because it's flying, the ground cancels the flying out and actually makes it a not very effective hit. So having that little bit of base knowledge around that can really help overall.
Yeah, because I actually didn't know that like some Pokemons are like 4 times resistant to something. So even if something makes it, like you said, ground and flying, just because you would think it's neutral, but since it's electric, is resisted by ground 4 times, right? Instead of 2. So it's still resisted even after using that.
Yeah. And I think also in that infogram section, I remember a while back, and I just double checked, Rose Diamond actually shared a couple other ones, like little graph charts that show like the weaknesses, resistance, stuff like that. But the thing that I thought was cool, and I think we mentioned it to her just like in the Discord, but she actually has one of those charts as her background on her phone. So every time she's on her phone, she can see it. So that's a cool idea too, is that way it's always there.
Yeah, the one thing I do like about the site that Astro is going to share out for us is it actually will show you the total number of Pokemon that have a particular type. So, for example, if I need to know all ice ground Pokemon, I can click a link and see that Swina, Palossine, and Mamoswine are the only 3 ice ground Pokemon. Mm. So, as a nerd, I find that a very cool feature to be able to quickly see what a particular type has.
Yeah. I like that too.
Just like there's no fighting electric Pokemon today.
That'd be dope to see.
Oh, wow. There's no fighting fairy. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Was it dark fairy?
There's a dark fairy. Least one Grimmsnarl. Okay. You also have Pangoro, Scrafty, you said dark fairy. Mm-hmm. Grimmsnarl for certain. Let me see. Is there any others? And the Grimmsnarl line. So Impidimp, Morgrim, and Grimmsnarl. So none in Pokemon Go yet.
Hmm. When are we? Is it in one of the games they just released the normal ghost?
Normal ghost for the first time. So there's actually a lot of non-normal dual types so far. It's the most common one not to have dual types is normal.
Hmm. All right. Last question comes from ThanksFriend673. If you guys were in charge of hosting worlds, what would it look like? For example, how would you guys structure the tournament? What kind of venue? What would the atmosphere be like? Would you have merchants, side tournaments, prize pools, etc.?
All you.
It's all me.
Okay. You start us out.
I think I would skip Orlando and either keep it down here, where obviously BTW started, down here in South Florida, or put it in like a central, maybe a more central location.
Now, please note, he said worlds, not regionals. So now you're opening up the entire world for yourself.
Oh, then it has to be South Florida, and New York.
Interesting.
Because those are like the two, I mean, Miami International is always flooded with people. So, yeah, I would say then down here. Structure tournament. I like the bracket style, like the tournament, regular bracket style where, you know, you got two people battle, then they move on to the next round and so on and so forth. Very Karate Kid, college basketball type.
See, I would like to see a round robin for the initial set to eliminate a chunk of people and then go brackets from each of the round robin winners.
Round robin for a play-in spot.
Yeah, there you go. Something of that nature. And then you bracket it out there after.
Yeah. And there obviously, there would have to be qualifying matches to determine who's... I would run it very similar to March Madness. I think that format is very fun. And also, I like the idea of having, like, March Madness has NIT, where if you lose, you can go into that. Like, certain, you know, teams will go into the NIT. So, depending on where you got in your... in the bracket, like if you were semifinals and you lost, like you would go to this other bracket where you can win like the secondary prize. So side tournaments there. Merchants, hell yeah, like rent out a table, set up your stuff, sell what you need, promote what you need. I know we're trying, if anyone who listens to this knows anyone that is doing like these regionals, we really, really want to set up like a booth for BTW and have shirts and stuff like that and promote the show and support anyone who's coming to Orlando from our Discord or that listens to the show. Prize pools. I know everyone likes money. but when you get cash prizes, normally comes with a lot of sponsorship. So I would rather maybe try and find one big sponsor that, like, I don't know, get like a Nintendo to help sponsor it. And then winner gets like a big prize pack and maybe some cash in there too. I don't know.
One of the common Pokemon Place prizes that actually are sells for a lot of money is custom TCG cards or limited print TCG cards. I know, Daniel, you probably know, what was it? Beach Day Pikachu or something like that sells for a lot of money.
So many that were exclusive to tournaments after they won. There's one that's like a Pikachu trophy one for first, second, third place and stuff like that. Those are super, super expensive.
Yeah. One of, like, as far as side tournaments, besides like that little side bracket, I would do an open invitational, I guess, where you can come, sign up, and you battle, and that could give you a chance to join the round robin to get into the bigger one. That way it gives everybody a shot, not just, you know, top players in the world or whatever. Because you never know, like, what if Dino got sick and missed a regional qualifier and didn't make it, and then he walks in and runs the table? Like, it happens. There's always that underdog, you know, that I forget, what is it? Butler? No, I forget who it was that one year. Like, went almost all the way.
VCU, maybe? Is that the one you're thinking of?
I think it was that one. Yeah. So, yeah, I like that. Venue-wise, depending on the size, maybe where the Panthers play, or if it's, like, super big. Yeah, where the Panthers play. If not,
yeah,
I don't know. I'll find a convention center somewhere. We've got them all over. So,
You gotta have a beachfront. Yeah. Okay, let's just go on the beach.
That's nice. We could do beachfront. Like they do concerts on the beach here all the time. So
yeah, they do.
I'm sure we
get the giant projector screens. Just throw the match up on the thing and have my shout casting live.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. You get PvP to Steve to the shoutcast.
Yeah, in all
only,
actuality.
He can only shoutcast Dino's.
What a privilege.
I could imagine, though. Like, I watched the entire coverage of the when they brought in the Invitational for the Worlds back in 2019. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for the shoutcasters, Trainer Tips, and I don't remember who the other gentleman was at this point, but it would have been so boring to watch. So you really have to get to make it an entertaining atmosphere. You have to get a good shoutcaster. That is most important.
I think my favorite person is his name just went out of my head. From Rocket Academy.
I'm not sure.
That person. I forget the name. I forget his name, and I'm super sorry because he helped us put together the Trainers Doing Good everything. But he pretty much runs Team Rocket Academy, and he is on point. Like, he's got so much energy. And I was hoping he would shoutcast stars, but he said no. Because he was too busy. I mean, he was helping us get everything set up and run, so couldn't do both. So that's the end of the show, I think.
We forgot one. Actually, he didn't put in there. I don't know if he decided to just ignore it, though. It was from Fish.
I may have missed it, actually.
Yeah, from Fish. I'll read it for you. It says, and I'm going to ask this to specifically Astro, because this should be fun.
Okay.
Which Master League Pokemon weighs 800 kilograms?
800 kilograms? Wasn't this one of the questions?
It was. Do you know the answer?
I forgot already.
No way. Which one? Just take one guess.
Oh, it was a...
None of us got it right, I think, right?
We did not. And Fish was very upset with us after this one.
Oh, he's going to be really upset because I don't remember.
Do you remember, Dino? Yeah. I remember. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Melmetal.
Okay.
And this is why Astro didn't win.
It didn't stick in my head. Oh, okay. I remember. Sosaflow. He is amazing. If you haven't watched like a Team Rocket Academy one that he does, he has energy. I think he did Worlds, this last one, with
probably
when Speedius was on there. He was one of the shoutcasters. He's great. He's great. So is that it? Or did we have
anything? That's it.
That's
it.
Okay. So Melmetal.
Yes, Melmetal.
800.
Keep it.
Kilometers? What?
Kilograms?
Kilograms, yes.
Kilograms, yes.
I love how Astro played this off during the show, too, that it was not the units of measurement like he understood. So, Astro, if I asked you what Pokemon in the Master League weighs approximately 1,600 pounds, would you get that then?
Yeah, it would. I would understand the conversion.
Oh, then who would it be?
Melmetal.
Oh, look at there. He's learned something.
I don't know, like, this Florida education right here. I don't understand the kilometers. And I could, like I said on the stream, I could deal with metric as far as, like, millimeters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. That's just because I deal with that on a daily basis at work. So, yeah, I think that's it. Yeah,
that's the show.
That's the show. Okay. So before we wrap up, big thanks to all of our Patreon supporters. And we get two new Patreons that came in.
One or two.
I apologize. I forgot to write the names down. So we'll get you on the next show.
Careless if Potato. Ben X760.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys for your support. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will gain you access to our Discord. I will put the link in the show notes for you. Special thanks to all of our Coach's Corner supporters, JD Mojo Jojo, Clifford Mert. Thanks, friends. 673, Eastwood and Mama Climbs. Our Patreon producers, King Flip, Kittens and High Five, and King Tom. Our Discord admins, Reyes683, Siegel, and Miami Doc. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPPodcast. You can follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/BTWPVP. You can email us at btwpvp@gmail.com. And all the links for our merch store, Patreon, and our friends over at Palatown PvP, which is Fish's thing that we stream on.
Not so much friends anymore. Him.
No, we're even more friends now. Even more friends now. You can follow that link. It's a great Discord. I always say it is the perfect Discord for night owls in the US because they are in, most of them are in Australia. So while we're at night, they're in the day and they're in the future too. So you could get those raids before everyone else too. Right, Wildcat?
Thank you, Lily Bear.
So yeah, I'll put all those and the link for the typing chart, and I think also Safari 2.0. Was there anything else that I need to put in there?
The chart.
I don't know. Chart. I think that's it. I'll remember, or I'll forget, and then someone will remind me. And you know, as always, we thank everybody for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I am AstroZombie954.
I am Niño Mágico.
And I am Wildcat Dad. And until next time, good luck and get good.
I got nothing.
How the hell did we get this almost 3 hours?
We're good. We're impressive.
How? How?
Because I went on a 5-minute rant about how I hate butterflies.
Could be.
Oh, we also bashed iPhone for a while. That always helps.
That is true.
Yeah.
You guys bullied me for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good we times. Good time.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.